Next revision on Frances, FRANCES McGill, MCGIL. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 586-260-8261. Subject to Anjita. Frances described that she has been doing all right. She has been sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, denies any mood swings, denies any hallucinations or any permanent delusion. She is going to work, be it. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought process was nice. She described the medication has been helping. There was no side effect of the medication. Patient has been on Abilify 25 milligram daily and also taking Benadryl for sleep. There was no involuntary movement or the symptoms of urethra, restlessness. I further educate her about the medications, help her to develop coping skills and to avoid stress, be it. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, depressed, diabetes mellitus, plan continue Abilify 25 milligram at bedtime, Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime, 30 day supply was ordered, risk benefit side effect I explained, prognosis guarded. Next relation is Leslie Van Cleave, VANCLEAVE. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subjective and object data. Leslie described that he is doing all right. He is getting along with his wife, taking his medication. I also discussed with Christine, his wife, who reported overall he is all right, taking his medication. No behavior problem. There was no irritability, agitation. I discussed and risk and benefit of the side effect. He claimed medication has been helping him. His wife gave the list of the medication. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Assessment schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable, no impulsive, aggressive outburst plan. I have ordered Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, and Depakote 500 mg at bedtime. 90-day supply was ordered, risk and fit side effect explained. I further explain that I would like to see him on video during next follow appointment period, to which his wife agreed, prognosis guarded, end of dictation. Next solution in Patricia Morkin, M-O-R-K-I-N. Her date of birth is 8/7/1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Subject to Ajita. Patricia described she is doing pretty good, but recently she was said that she has some pre-diabetic, therefore she has to take some diabetic classes. She is attending and she is claimed that it was very helpful. Patient has chronic history of depression for which she has been taking Cymbalta and also Trazodone for sleep. She was she also following her medical care physician for rheumatoid arthritis. Yet she was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was recognized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She has been compliant with the milieu and the treatment. She described she work on diet, she do meditation, she go for a walk, and she try to make herself busy in household activities and often take her grandkids for a walk, be it. Patient has been compliance with the milieu and the treatment. Assessing major depressive disorder, symptomatically stable, rheumatoid arthritis, plan continuous Cymbalta 20 mg daily and Trazodone 100 mg at bedtime. 90 days medications were ordered, risk benefit side effect was explained, follow up in 30 days, end of dictation. Next question is on Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S. Date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subject to Anjita. Mr. Florence described that she is doing better. She is sleeping good, eating good. Today, right now, she has improved her physical activities, going out to help her mom. She also involved in business of selling Avon with help of her friends. She also looking for seasonal job, be it. She claims she can do it, be it. I encourage that she should do it and do it, be it. Patient has been pleasant, cooperative, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or apparent delusion. She like that her trileptal should be keep at 150 milligram daily. It has been helping her in sleep and also help her mood. Patient has several medical issues, including degenerative joint disease, for which she is going for physical therapy and has got bile and total mastectomy. Her Right breast was removed in 2002, left was removed last year. She also had chronic kidney disease and her creatinine was high. Patient was cooperative, appropriate, explained her various benefits, side effects, and also encouraged that she should continue follow-up with her internist peer. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan continuing trileptan 50 mg daily, zoloft 100 mg daily, olanzapine 10 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient has been looking very cheerful and happy. Prognosis guarded. Follow appointment given 30 days. Next question on Donna McGilvary, DonnaMcGillivry. Her date of birth is 10-22-1965. Telephone number is 586-419-5059. Subjective and objective data. Donna described that she has been showing some decompensation because of the too much numbness and tingling in her leg due to the neuropathy. She has not able to sleep, but her depression is getting better. She is trying to avoid not to drink alcohol or use any other drugs. She claimed that she is looking for the job and try to improve her physical. I just explained that she should develop control on her drug habit, that alcohol habit, that might help her to improve her functioning. She denies any use of alcohol. She was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. There was no depression, sadness, mood swings, or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid reason. Her judgment sight is improved. Patient has been looking for a nursing job in a nursing home, be it as an administrator or as a co-worker, be it. Assessing bipolar mood disorder, depressed, alcohol dependence, recovering from alcohol problems. Plan continue on Neurontin 200 mg three times a day for neuropathy. Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime for sleep. I explain risk, benefit, side effect. Follow appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next question is the last one on Sherry Rose Jackson, S-H-E-R-I-R-O-S-E, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Date of birth is 1-5-1988. Subject to agita. Sherry described that she has been doing much better. She is eating good, sleeping good, denies any depression, sadness, mood swings. She described she is going out with her mother. She also indicated that she feels groggy and sloppy in the morning, and she believes that Seroquel may be a problem. Therefore, I reduced the dose of Seroquel to 50 mg daily. She denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She described she has been doing very well. She is seeing her therapist on a regular basis. Patient has been in a good mood, pleasant effect, no suicidal thoughts, no hallucination, delusion. Judgment side has improved. I encourage that she has been compliance regularly, and that may be the reason of her stability. To be she agreed. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder. Is she a post-traumatic state disorder? Plan continuous Zola 50 mg daily. Neurontin 100 mg three times a day. Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime. Haldol 10 mg BID. Depakote 250 mg BID. At even half mg at bedtime. 30-day supply of the order. Risk benefit side effect isolated. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation of 21 cases. Thank you very much. Appreciate for transcription. And please fax this report to my home fax 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.